and welcome to Radio Outlet for this April Fool's edition. I'm Lee Rosevere. Yes, I have a Spinal Tap in the background there with their classic Jazz Odyssey to help start off the program. Today, a musical whoopee cushion of sorts for your ears, some fake bands, some general silliness in the lineup, and some clever pastiches to beloved bands. The first set of tunes deal with that. First up, the Norm Wooster Singers, popularized from the movie That Thing You Do. Here they are, just loving you lots and lots.
You are the winter, fall, and spring. You are the sun that summertime brings. You are the stars in the nighttime sky. You are my girl and I'm your guy. You got me all tied up in knots, and I'm loving you lots and lots. I'm just loving you lots and lots. I'm loving you lots and lots. Soft as a baby's sigh. You are my girl and I'm your guy. That's why I'm loving you lots and lots. I'm just loving you lots and lots. I'm all tied up in knots. I'm just loving you lots and lots. Lots and lots, I'm just loving you lots and lots. I'm loving you lots and lots. Loving you lots and lots. Loving you lots and lots. Loving you lots and lots.
One of the most well-known musical hoaxes, The Masked Marauders. That joke was in 1969. Rock writer Grail Marcus wrote a fictional supergroup, Record Review, featuring members of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, and Bob Dylan were supposed to be in it, recording under fake names because of contractual obligations. The review sparked a frenzy of interest in the non-existent records from fans and artist management alike, so he and some of his friends and musicians in the Cleanliness and Godliness skiffle band cooked up the actual album and sold it later that year, and that was a track from it called Cow Pie. Before that, the Norm Wooster Singers, an invention of Tom Hanks from his movie That Thing You Do, was one of the most popular singles to be knocked off of the charts in the early 60s by his other fictional band, The Wonders. And now we'll move on to some real bands, starting like other bands on purpose. Todd Rundgren and his band Utopia put out a whole record in the early 80s called Deface the Music, every track a chronological pastiche on the Beatles. Not only is it funny, but the tunes are great. Here's their take off a popular McCartney song written partially in French. Here's Utopia and All Smiles.
Smiles, all smiles, like the sweet light of the sunrise. I'm in love with something in your smile. All smiles, waiting for the love you give me. When
Tens of thousands of people will tell you, quite seriously, that the phrase is, "Turn me on, dead man," spoken over and again.
Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man.
Actually, what you're hearing is a segment of a montage of sounds and music called Revolution 9, turned around and played backward. Forward, the recording sounds like this.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9.
So, you may be saying, what? It's all part of a new great American game. So great, in fact, that it just threatens to become a sociological phenomenon. It involves the Beatles, specifically one Beatle, Paul McCartney. The cute one, the one who writes the music and the songs. He's supposed to be dead.
He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure he was wrong.
This is Christopher Glenn. I personally do not believe the raging rumors about Paul McCartney, but that doesn't mean that you can't if you want to. What we intend to do for the next few minutes is examine the evidence, and there is a lot of it, and it is sometimes very convincing. And also, try to get a viewpoint on the phenomenon itself, the spread of the story, and the way it is influencing our contemporary existence. To be honest, at the outset, let's divulge that the man who is generally credited with providing the first compendium of clues about Paul's death doesn't believe that he's dead. He's John Summer, a junior at Ohio Wesleyan University. A local newspaper picked up his theories, and off they took. But...
Well, let me say this first. I don't believe Paul's dead. And I believe that this was intentional, that they wanted the masses to discover these inferences to Paul's death and take it as such and then let the rumor pass over.
Why would they want to do this?
Well, for their own enjoyment. Can't be anything else, really. You know, it can't be publicity because they certainly don't need it. And, you know, how far can you go in the musical field without getting a little bit bored, you know, sometimes? Maybe you'd like to test something on the public, try to, you know, test reaction. I imagine they probably get a big kick out of it. I don't know. I don't think that they expected it to go this far, really.
There's a song titled I'm So Tired, and at the end of the track, as the music ends, someone speaks a gibberish phrase.
I'll give you everything I've got if a little piece of mine.
The simplest circumstances, how about someone?
Now the clue is supposed to come out when you take the gibberish phrase and play it backward. What the voice is saying is, Paul is dead now. Miss him, miss him, miss him. What confused me, though, was the fact that when the record is played forward, despite the fact that that phrase is gibberish, it is definitely a man speaking and not some kind of a tape trick. How come, then, when you reverse the tape, a semi-intelligible phrase emerges? So, here's my original contribution to the Paul McCartney controversy, an experiment. Very carefully, into a tape recorder, I spoke this phrase, Paul is dead now. Miss him. Miss him. Miss him. Then I took that tape and turned it backward so that it sounded like this.
Miss him. Miss him. Miss him. One dead zero.
Then I rigged up another tape recorder and microphone and a set of earphones. And then, playing the tape of myself backward, I tried to mimic that sound so that I was actually speaking the backward phrase.
Miss him. Miss him. Miss him. One dead zero.
Then, after I'd practiced a few times, I tried saying the phrase backward without listening to the original tape.
Sim, miss him, miss him, boy, did see all.
Please excuse the embarrassed tone in my voice there. Wouldn't you be? Anyway, I finally took that tape of me speaking the forward phrase backward and turned it backward. And this is what happened.
Oh, he's dead now. Miss him, miss him, miss him.
Which is very close, of course, to... Now, does that prove anything to you? It did to me, and I got terribly excited about it at the time, but I can't really remember what it was.
If you think there's something wrong, home's appearing on your lawn,
Don't you blame the man next door. It's not him. Flowers walk from place to place. Dark spot moves around your face. Objects vanish without trace. It's not you.
I'm the mole from the ministry, and you'll all bow down to me. I'm the mole in your potting shed. I'm the bad thoughts inside your head, and you won't catch me.
Masters of it all, XTC, under their guise, the Dukes of Stratosphere, and the Mole from the Ministry from their 25 O'Clock album EP. They did their own take on practically every 60s British group, like the Beatles, the Who, the Kinks, Pink Floyd, etc. We also heard there an excerpt from a late 60s report by Christopher Glenn on the whole Paul is Dead rumors and the hoax that was everywhere for a number of years. The Ruddles before that with a song that I've actually seen on Beatle bootlegs, Cheese and Onions. In terms of copying and nailing the Beatles style, I don't think anyone does it better than Neil Innes. But the Utopia Gang with Todd Rundgren get awfully close. They started that set off there with All Smiles from their Deface the Music album. And now on to the cultural portion of our show. Donald Fraser is an accomplished classical pianist with an interest in flair in taking the stuffing out of stuffy classical music lovers and tackling material far from the regular chestnuts. And he does them in the style of dead composers. Nothing new, really, so it's been done before, but Donald does it very well, and he did a whole album recently of Disney tunes written in the style of various composers. Now here's what a song about a honey-loving bear might sound like if Prokofiev wrote it.
Again, with another program of fine music and PDQ Bach. We'll start with a little of the latter as usual, as we hear the Schlepptet in E flat major, as performed by members of the Freshman 4-H Club Symphonic Society of the University of Southern North Dakota at Hoople. And we'd like to do this one for John and Biffy and their advisor, Mr. 4-H Club himself, Harry Herbert Hoover Heaver.
Thank you. Thank you. Remember that great song? Well, now you can get that immortal classic and 11 other blasts from the past on Borpo Records' hot new album, Golden Memories of Experimental Forays into Atonal Musical Compositions. Take a walk down memory lane with this wonderful collection of songs from days gone by. You get the Algerson Project's Treatise on Chromatic Disintegration. Yes, it's an album that will bring you back to a time of surf, sun, and dissonant melodic instrumentation. Reminisce while listening to Eli Furstenberg's classic Random Composition for Treated Guitar and German Shepherd. And what record of this magnitude would be complete without...
Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
So order your copy of Borpo Records' Golden Memories of Experimental Forays into Atonal Musical Compositions today. Save COD charges by telling the postman that you don't have any money and could he please come back next week and then move.
Yes, if you still want me, if you still want me, if you still want me.
Sinopura! 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 Sinopura!
Canadian composer, painter, sculptor, and filmmaker, Michael Snow. Often misunderstood, but you can't say he doesn't have a sense of humor. That was from his album called The Last LP, a collection of field recordings, as it says on the cover, unique last recordings of the music of ancient cultures. And we heard the track Sinopoda, performed by the tribe of Niger, Southeast Africa, which he translates to, "By what signs will I come to understand?" Or if you listen intently, you might even mistake it for a Whitney Houston song. Canadian comedy troupe Radio Free Vestibule, now known as just the Vestibules, selling their greatest hits of atonal music. Before that, the tremendously unique Florence Foster Jenkins, attempting a portion of Delibes' Lakme, very popular during her day in the 30s and 40s, where she would sell tickets to her, sell concert tickets to her fans personally, one by one, to avoid any nasty critics finding their way into the venues. She played Carnegie Hall, too, just before she died in 1944. And it wouldn't be an April Fool's show without some PDQ Bach. With Professor Peter Schickele, we enjoyed the Schlepptet in E flat major, Schickele number 0. And Donald Fraser started off that set with a theme to Winnie the Pooh, as written by Prokofiev. Now, if you've made it this far, I think you're ready. This is not actually a joke at all. Elert Pilarm is a deadly serious entertainer. He's known as the Swedish Elvis. And he sounds like this.
I walked to a party in the county of Yale. The priest man was in and they began to wail. The band put the ampadoo and began to swing. You should have heard rolls clanking out the elbows. Sing, let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds a block. Walk dance to the alehouse rock. Find him up on his hand saxophone. Little Leon on the slight trombone. The drummer boy went just boom bam. You was written sight and was purple gun. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds a block. Walks dance to the alehouse rock. Number 4-7 said number 3. You could tell about every did see. I'm sure he belated company. Come and do Yale House Rock with me. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds a block. Walls dance to the Yale House Rock. Sitting on a stone, way in your corner, weeping alone. The button ain't button on square. If you find a pardon, would chair, let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds a block. Walls dance to the alehouse rock. Shifting as to the books to heaven's sake. No one looking on chance may break. Books trying to shift and I said nick snicks. I wanna stick you around while I get my kicks. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds a block. Wolf dance to the alehouse rock. Wolf dance to the alehouse rock. Wolf dance to the alehouse rock.
It used to be incomplete till I saw what I was looking for at a drive-in swap meet. My life, it won't be the same again. Now I'm proud to say the king lives on inside.
not be worth much though. He means much more to me than some old Rembrandt or Van Gogh. Check out those sideburns, there's nothing greater. You can tell that he's no Velvet Elvis imitator. Watching my TV, I know the king is always looking down on me. He looks so handsome, he stands so tall. So glad he's big enough to cover up that hole in the wall.
Velvet Elvis,
he's so fuzzy.
Velvet Elvis,
he's so great.
Velvet Elvis
never ages.
Velvet Elvis.
Thank you.
I really like that. I just discovered the music of Senior Coconut. He does, as you would expect there, Xavier Cugat-styled versions of popular material. They're tackling a tune that really works in that style, although you never know it from the original French composer's Jean-Michel Jarre's song, Oxygen Part 2. The lovable Brack from Cartoon Network Space Ghost Coast to Coast, Oh Funky Baby. So that's one of those really dumb songs I love so much. And Weird Al Yankovic before that, taking every single musical cliche by the Police and sticking it into one song, Velvet Elvis. Weird Al, I think, is at his best when he does stuff like that. Which pairs so well with Elert Pilarm, the Swedish Elvis, and his unique version of Jailhouse Rock that we started there. Not just a one-off thing, he's been doing this Elvis stuff for years now. And that's the end of this April Fool's show. You can write to me if you care to at radiooutletshow@gmail.com. And we'll be back soon with a new program not like this. So happy April Fools, everyone. We'll talk to you soon, and Spinal Tap will take us out.